Important safety information will be available at the end of this discussion. Welcome to part two of our Meet the Experts recording, where pharmacists Gordon Sachs and Reed Nishikawa discuss factors that impact admixture stability.
Let's talk a little bit about stability and all the different things that can affect stability.
With these emulsions, whether it's with the soybean emulsion or with the pour oil emulsion, that stability is very much dependent on a number of different factors, from final concentrations to macronutrient like concentrations, calcium and phosphorus dosage, divalent cation dosage. And so from basic principles, what you should try to do is to appreciate the macronutrient concentrations that are final, and then the macronutrient and electrolyte concentrations, and avoid high concentrations of divalent cations, which are magnesium and calcium, and then realize that there is another factor called the calcium phosphorus solubility, and that it is dependent on a number of different factors, which are temperature dependent, and it's dependent on concentration of the calcium and phosphorus, and it's also dependent on the sequence by which you compound, which one you add first. The dextrose concentration is important because as you raise the dextrose concentration, then what happens is you lower the pH, because the dextrose has an acidic pH and can affect your overall zeta potential, or the negative charge on the surface of the fat emulsion. And then in terms of mixing sequence of calcium and phosphorus, the phosphorus should be added early in the compounding sequence, and then calcium should be added at the very end. And with automated compounders, you can sort of phase in, you can sort of determine which is going to be added first to the bag.
Learn why particle size must be considered when compounding parenteral nutrition in the next segment with our expert pharmacists. SMOF lipid, lipid injectable emulsion USP for intravenous use, and intralipid, lipid injectable emulsion for intravenous use, important safety information. SMOF lipid and intralipid are indicated in adult and pediatric patients as a source of calories and essential fatty acids for parenteral nutrition, PN, when oral or enteral nutrition is not possible, insufficient, or contraindicated. SMOF lipid should not be received by patients who have a known allergy to fish, eggs, soybean, or peanut, or any of the ingredients, and intralipid should not be received by patients with a known allergy to egg, soybean, or peanut, or any of the ingredients, or abnormally high levels of lipid triglycerides in the blood. SMOF lipid and intralipid may cause serious side effects, including death with rapid infusion of intravenous lipid emulsion in neonates and infants, risk of parenteral nutrition-associated liver disease, allergic reactions, fat overload syndrome, refeeding syndrome, and elevated triglyceride levels. Contact your healthcare provider to learn more. For a more complete overview of the full risk profile, visit www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/smofflipidpi, www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/intralipid20pi, or www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/intralipid30pi. This safety information is intended for U.S. audiences only. Omegaven fish oil triglycerides injectable emulsion for intravenous use, important safety information. Omegaven is indicated as a source of calories and fatty acids in pediatric patients with parenteral nutrition-associated cholestasis or PNAC. It does not prevent PNAC. It has not been demonstrated that the clinical outcomes seen in pediatric patients are due to the omega-6, omega-3 fatty acid ratio of the product. Should not be received by patients who have a known allergy to fish or egg protein or any of the ingredients, a severe bleeding disorder, or abnormally high levels of lipid triglycerides in the blood. May cause serious side effects, including death, with rapid infusion of intravenous lipid emulsion in neonates and infants, allergic reactions, fat overload syndrome, refeeding syndrome, and elevated triglycerides. Contact your healthcare provider to learn more. For a more complete overview of the full risk profile, visit www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/omegavenpi. This safety information is intended for U.S. audiences only.